With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The administration is pausing leases for five large-scale offshore wind projects under construction along the East Coast. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
President Trump has not been shy about his disdain for wind energy, but the administration says it's pausing the offshore projects because of national security risks identified by the Pentagon. A statement from the Interior Secretary did not offer any details about those risks. The administration said the pause will give it time to address the security risks, while proponents of wind and renewable energy slammed the announcement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
If you're traveling this week, you won't be alone. This holiday season could set a record.
AAA estimates 122 million Americans will travel between this past Saturday and New Year's Day. That's nearly 3 million more than the record set a year ago. AAA Travel Vice President Stacy Barber says people have a desire to travel, whether it's returning to their hometowns or going to new destinations. AAA expects about 110 million people to travel by car, with another 8 million taking domestic flights.
And that is Ed Donahue reporting. Most Americans are not making end-of-year charitable giving plans in 2025. And that's according to a new AP NORC poll. And we get the details from Rich Thomason.
That's despite the many fundraising appeals made by nonprofits that rely on donation surges in the calendar's final month to reach next year's budget targets. The survey found that about half of U.S. adults say they've already made their charitable contributions for 2025. Just 18% indicate they've donated and will donate again before the year is over. Only 6% report they haven't given yet, but will do so by year's end. Rich Thomason reporting.
And this is SRN News. A disturbing debate in England's House of Lords. Michael Harrington has more details.
The peers are considering the assisted suicide bill that the House of Commons approved over the summer. In the debate, Lord Falconer asserted that pregnant women should be allowed to take their own lives, thereby killing the unborn baby too. It's not clear whether such an amendment to the legislation will pass the House of Lords, but if it does, it would make Britain's assisted suicide law one of the most radical anywhere on earth. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani's appointees has resigned over social media posts she made that featured anti-Semitic tropes. Catherine Almonte da Costa, who was tapped to join the incoming administration, has expressed deep regret for the posts, which date back to 2011 and 2012. This is SRN News. Julie Walker reports multiple gunmen opened fire at a South African pub over the weekend, killing nine people.
In South Africa, nine people were killed and at least 10 injured early Sunday in a shooting that started at a tavern in Beckersdal, about 28 miles from Johannesburg, and spilled into the street. Local police commissioner Major General Fred Kakana says about a dozen gunmen had 9mm pistols and one AK-47 when they got out of cars and started shooting.
Two other people tried to run away. They got into their Black Golf that was here. They were shot and killed all day.
Police say a car service driver dropping off a client was also shot and killed. I'm Julie Walker.
Port of Northern California spent some time in the dark over the weekend. A massive outage knocked out power to 130,000 homes and businesses in the San Francisco area. More on these stories at srnnews.com.